Had it really been almost a year? I let the water flow over my body and rinse away the shampoo and the lather. A year, a whole year, and it might have been the best year of my life. It was almost bizarre how I'd gone from feeling perpetually guilty to perpetually fulfilled. There was something remarkable about that, and it all came down to three little letters. S-E-X. Sex. It was better than it had ever been before, and there was a great deal about it that I loved. But the best part of all was that I didn't have to feel guilty anymore. Guilt. It was horrible, and I'd felt so much. It was hard to be sexually unsatisfied and to know it, and to feel it, and to feel constantly unhappy with my sex life with Bert, and then to feel guilty as hell, like I was some kind of flighty, shallow idiot for caring, when everything else about our relationship was so good.
Before I ever agreed to it. Now that it was about to happen, I felt like I was walking to the electric chair. Okay, they didn't actually use the words rough as hell. They just pointed out that the last time a woman took on more than one of them, she walked funny for a month. They did all they could to talk me out of it, actually, and I supposed at the time I looked pretty damned crazy. I was in my late 30s, and even though I was the very picture of a stereotypically sexy housewife, there was no doubt about the housewife part, no doubt at all. I was pretty sure the whole reason they offered to take care of my request if I agreed to the threesome was really because they were sure I wouldn't agree. They were trying to get me to see how foolish it was for me to try to arrange it, and I suppose it was. Okay, I wasn't trying to get them to kill anyone. I'm pointing that out because by now, that's probably what you thought this whole thing was about. Why the hell else would I be willing to submit myself to something like taking on two men, two muscular men, who'd probably broken more laws than the average saint obeyed? That wasn't it, though. In fact, you'll likely find what I wanted pretty damn funny.